Tzahorayim Tovim, Rabotai. I want to share with you, you know, I get a lot of these shailas. I try to every year to put together a list of the top 10 shailas before Pesach. Yeah? Some are better than the others. But I always get asked, and this is a point of a lot of confusion, what to do when people are traveling for Pesach. Bedikat chametz and mechirat chametz. And there's a lot of travelers. Azma osim. And I'm going to tell you, it's very complicated. It's lo pashut. And I'll explain to you why. There's a Gemara, Masechet Pesachim, Daf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara also brings it down. Not the Gemara. The Maran HaShulchan Aruch brings it down. Orachayim Siman Taf Lamed Vav. Hayotze mi beto, toch 30 yom samuch lachag. If a person leaves home within 30 days of Pesach, the Chachamim were metaken that he has to be bodek and mevairet chimtzo. Even if you have zero plans to come back during Pesach, the Chachamim still required a bdika. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara asked, oh, what's the nafkamina of 30 yom kodem achag? Shoalin vidorshin b'inyan achag. Yeah, b'inyan ha-Pesach. The Gemara says, what's the nafkamina? For this. Why? Because within 30 days, you're already in Pesach mode, zone, whatever. And therefore, the Chachamim were mechayev a bdika kodem shiyetze mibeto. What happens if a person leaves kodem 30 yom? What's the halacha? Patur mibdika, unless he knows for sure that he's going to come back on Pesach. But if he doesn't have any plans to come back on Pesach, he's patur from bdika, he's patur from bi'ur, and he's allowed to be somech on just as bitur. Okay. So technically, all these people, at first glance, just dina talmud, dina shulchan aruch, you leave your house within 30 yom shel Pesach, which is already from Purim, you have to do bdika before you leave. Obviously, without a bracha. Birkat, when's the only time that's ra'ui for birkat? Al bi'ur chametz? Huh? Oi. Lel yudalet and on. And on. Meaning any time from then on. A lot of people also, by the way, what happens if a person travels, people go places for Chol HaMoed, v'zeh. They come to Airbnbs. You have to do bidikat chametz, bivracha.
Also,
at the time, on Chol HaMoed?
On Pesach.
Huh? When you enter the...
When you enter, bevadai, there's a chiyuv. The chiyuv of bdikat chametz bivracha kicks in belel bdikat chametz or le'arba asar, but then it continues throughout Yemei Pesach. Now,
it's not a different Ashkenazi. Sorry.
No, they all bring. Yeah, everybody brings it.
Middle of Pesach.
Mishnah Berurah says meforash. You have to do
with
a bracha and shum sefek ba'olam. Now,
see. Taf lamed vav.
Taf lamed vav. Nechon. Yeah, that's yotze b'she'ara. That's the siman over there. Tov. So listen to this. But before Leil Arba Asar, then you wouldn't make a bracha. Okay, fine. The shaila becomes, this is all Bizman Chazal, where Mechirat Chametz wasn't yet so Nahug. Wasn't Nahug large scale like it is today. People would be bodek and destroy whatever. Now everybody does Mechirat Chametz. So when you're doing Mechirat Chametz, which in general people do before they leave home, they're doing Mechirat Chametz, the shaila is there a chovat bdika before you leave or not? It's a tremendous machloket. Listen to this.
If you're selling everything.
Huh?
Meaning it's not, in a case where you're selling everything, you're not keeping something to the side.
Oh, I'll get to that in a second. That's a good question. Aval chakerega. Now, he says, Vaista?
Vaista.
No, so, tell me. Bekitzur, Subcon? No? Sub. I'm pretty dangerous. The Mossad is going to start sending me on missions to Iran. I'm telling you. You think I can pull it off?
Rob, your eyes are too blue.
You think so? Huh? I don't think they even know. You think in Iran they know what machetes are? I don't think they know what they are. No, I think they're like... In Iran, I think they're just extinct. I don't think they...
They all came.
Yeah, they all. Anyway, Bekitza, listen carefully. When a person does mechira, there's a tremendous machloket acharonim. This doesn't only have to do with yotze mi beto. It has to do with anybody, even if you're staying home for Pesach. Let me ask you a question. You have certain areas in the house where you're keeping chametz and you're closing the door, the cabinets, and right? When you're selling, you put it away. Do you have to check that those places for chametz? Bilil arba asa? Machloket. Chaya Adam, the Makor Chaim, the Nesivis, and others, they hold, it's chayav bivdika. Why? Because in general, when does the sale happen? When's the mechira? Erev Pesach in the morning. Bilel Arba Asar, Ola Arba Asar, it still belongs to you. Still Yerushut. I know it's full of chametz because I put the chametz there. That's great. But you still have a chovat bdika because it's Yerushut. And there's no afka'ah. So they hold chayav bdika.
Oh, you see, the chametz, what do you do?
Yeah. Nothing.
You just say, how are you doing?
That's it.
What are you doing? You're checking. What are you checking for?
You're checking for, I guess, things that you didn't know were there. You know, Dalma?
Saying the bittul would only work on something you know is there.
Not true. That's also not true because in the morning we say the chazite or the la chazite. What I saw, that's what they say. Mishnah Berurah brings down that shita. Le'omatam, you have plenty of acharonim that disagree. Hagaon Eshel Avraham Bochach, Hagaon Chatam Sofer, and many, many others. They say Mapitom. Exactly the point that Shmuel is saying. Number one, what exactly are you looking for? What are you searching for? You know exactly what's there, and you know that there's chametz there. And even better, he says there's no point of being bodik. The chovat bdika is only on a reshut that you don't mean to sell the next morning. And therefore, since I know this is going to be, it's going to transfer to the reshut of the goy the next morning, there's no chovat bdika. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says, since it's a machloket, beisur de Rabbanan, not only the Mishnah Berurah, Maran Zichron Brachan Chazon Ovadia, v'chol gdole achronim, Chazon Ish, also paskins like that la'alacha, they all say, machloket b'de Rabbanan, and therefore, safek de Rabbanan lehakel, la'alacha, we are somech on the da'at ha-mekilim, that a place that's going to be sold, a reshut that's going to be sold, beyom, arba asar, is patur mibdika. So now let me ask you a question. According to the Chaye Adam and others, let's go back to leaving. When I'm leaving and I'm selling my house, technically, if I want to be somech on Ikar Adin, on those poskim, I don't have to search anything. Why? Because I can be somech, I could just throw in over there what? Say I'm selling the whole house or selling all, you know, renting out the entire house. There's a big difference between different shtarot of Mechirat Chametz. We sell the Chametz. What about the rooms? The reshuyot, we don't usually sell the rooms. We usually rent it. The rooms we rent to the goy, and agav the rental, by the way. Anybody did daf kafe, daf kavav yet? Kinyan agav karka. Can you do, is that only by mechirat karka, or even by schirut karka? Even by schirut, the Gemara paskins meforash. Also, Shulchan Aruch meforash, Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Tzadivav. Maran says meforash, that you have kinyan agav, even by schirut karka, not only by mechirat karka.
It's okay. A question with the mechira. So if you're going to sell a cabin, let's say, that has all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the chayyadim, the chachayim, they're saying, those that are mekel, Mishnah Berurah says, we can be mekel, Ravadia, Chazonish, are you selling the chametz or you're selling the entire room? Because Medika's chametz is on the room.
You're renting the room. That's what it says, at least in my shtarot and many of the shtarot that I've seen. Any location where chametz is stored, whether it's a room, a pantry, a garage, a shed, wherever it is, the chametz is sold and the area is rented. So now this is reshut shel agoy.
Meaning the rental, that also takes care of this issue. Meaning,
correct, because it's no longer my reshut. Or it's not going to be my reshut anymore. Right. Now you have a reshut to walk around there because the goy says you can walk around there if you need to, whatever. But that reshut is rented to the goy, toch yimei ha-pesach. So now, watch. According to Ikar Adin, I can just sell my whole house. That's what people write if they're going away. Whole house, entire house, whatever. And just bounce. And you don't have to do a bdika because you can be somech on that. However, according to Chaye Adam and stuff, you have a problem because you still have bdika. That's number one. Number two, if you don't do that, especially if you are going to a place where you're not going to do bdikat chametz. Conceivably, if you're going to your parents, in-laws, siblings, whatever it is, you're staying in somebody else's house. In general, you're not doing bdika. They're doing bdika for you. The chovat bdika is on them. So over there, the Chatam Sofer and others say that mitzvat bdikat chametz is not only on the cheftza to be meva'ir the chametz. They say it's a mitzvah on the gavra as well. There's mitzvah begufo shen ha'adam to make a mitzvat bdika. So now you are shirking this mitzvat bdika by doing this. You're doing mechira, that's great. But you're not being mekayim the mitzvat bdika. So the Yalkut Yosef and Or Letzion and many other poskim have a few eitzes how to get out of this. Number one, the Or Letzion in Chelek Gimel, he says the best thing to do is, if you are selling your house, the best thing to do is in the shtar, in the power of attorney, in the harsha'ah, right? That you're selling everything or renting the entire, whatever language is, besides for one room in the house. Meaning keep one room to yourself over Pesach, don't include it in the Mechira, and then by doing so what? That's something that's not going to be sold. And then the last night before you leave home, what are you going to do? You're going to check that room. You have a chovat bdika mamash, ketakanat chazal, on that room. Even if you don't find anything, you check that room before you leave, and kach, that's how you mekayim the mitzvat bdika. Yeah.
So, most people, they're leaving before the night of Yudalit.
Nachon.
They're leaving a week before.
Let's say. Okay.
So, the Rav is only selling the chametz on the night of Yudalit.
Correct.
So,
Morning
of Yudalit.
In general. Okay.
When I leave a week before,
mm-hmm.
So, Chazal tell me, I have to do bdikas chametz on my whole house.
Chazal weren't talking about where you're planning on making a mechira. Say, Gdolei Poskei Achronim.
Where does that come from?
The Chatam Sofer and the Eshel Avraham Mibochach, V'chol Kedushim Imo.
I think my house is when I leave right
but
now.
But it's not, you're planning on it not being your house over Pesach.
That's what matters.
I never talked about it.
The Chayadah says no, it doesn't matter.
The Chayadah says right, it goes by now. When there's a Chovat Bdika on you, it goes by now. Which means, Chazal said, Yotze 30 Yom Kodem Achag Yer Chayav. What's the answer to that?
You have to figure out a way to get rid of it. So I'm going to get rid of it.
They weren't talking about Mechira. Chazal weren't talking about Mechirat Chametz. That wasn't Nahug then.
Right.
You know, where's the first, by the way, where's the first mention, B'divrei Chazal, of Mechirat Chametz being Mo'il for Bi'ur? Hint. No Gemara. It's a Tosefta. The Tosefta says, it's a Tosefta in Masechet Pesachim, it says that if you're in a goat, if you're in a boat with a goy, you see, I just botched that. Anyway, Bekitzer, yeah, that, wow, that was a shtickle dyslexic. Anyway, Bekitzer, so, Bekitzer, if you're on a boat with a goy on Erev Pesach, and now you have no way to get rid of all of your chametz, the Tosefta says, Mochro o notno lagoy b'matana, you can sell to him or give it to him b'matana, and it works. And even if you know that the goy is a nice guy and he's going to give you back everything after Pesach, says the Tosefta, it still works. So what do we find? And this is happening on Erev Pesach, when there's already a mitzvat aseh of Ach Bayom HaRishon, Tashbitu se'on mibatechim, says the Tosefta, Mechira can also work as a form of Hashbatat Chametz. That's where it comes from. It was not used large scale Bizman Chazal. People didn't have much. You know what I'm saying? People had, what are you going to go do Mechira? They eat it up, they burn, or whatever's left they burn, v'zeo shalom. People started stockpiling Chametz, and Costco started opening and stuff like that. And therefore, Mechira. Mechira didn't use, if you look, I don't have to tell you, there's a lot of literature among the Gdolei Poskei Acharonim about the validity in general of Mechirat Chametz. The Gaon Mevilna in Ma'aseh Rav is quoted by Rav Chaim Volozhiner and another, Aya Esh Lahevet Shalhevet against the Mechira. Says Ha'arama Nikeret, Gaon Chatam Sofer. Orachaim, shoot, Orachaim Chatam Sofer, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph. Agaon Chatam Sofer says Meforash, Vecholam Me'ar'el Ar Mechira Zo Ra'ui Liga'ara. He says it's Minhag Israel. Anybody who casts aspersions on the validity of Mechirat Chametz, we're going to send Shmuel to make a Mecha'a. You don't mess with Minhag Israel. You don't want to do it, don't do it. Aval ze Minhag Israel.
Minhag Israel is 200 years?
What?
They
missed
doing Mechira large scale for the past 200 years.
Nagid.
Minhag was not
to do it. But you know something? All Gdolei Israel accepted it and did it. Ve'en potzepe umtzavtzev.
Now it's became Minhag Yisrael.
That's it. Finished. Osim. Yeah.
Where did the Kahal? I don't remember how people say that.
What?
So where did that originally come from? Maybe
Minhag
Yisrael. Agree.
Stefan Chazal.
Why
is it Minhag Yisrael? Because, well, Tosefta is kind of Chazal, A. And number two.
In general, I'm saying.
The Tosefta tells you it's an option. Now, whether or not Am Yisrael took advantage of that option for the past 1,000-something years, they didn't need to. But when the need arose, the Poskim Acharonim, they took the Tosefta, and Maran Shulchan Aruch, and Semataf Memchet, and all the Poskim that speak about all Dinei Mechira, and they put it all together, and they said, let's do that one.
And like, yeah. But like, the Tosefta is like you're on a boat, you know, time isn't, you're in a crunch, as opposed to like, I need to have my Cheerios the second Pesach ends.
So in general, the reason why it evolved into such a large scale thing is not because of the Cheerios mamash on Motzai Pesach, it's because people were having hefsedim. If you have a store owner who didn't sell all this stuff before, and now you're going to tell him you have to be mevayet everything, it's a hefsed gadol. So if there's a halachic loophole, yalla. Oh, what about harama? Chassam Sefer says, tiraga harama b'drabbanan. Why? Because once you have bitul, everybody knows the bitul brings it down to, bitul is midoraita, then it brings it down to rabbanan. Harama b'drabbanan is mutar. So, that's Chamen Tzion. The Yalkut Yosef says also to be yotze, yede kol hashitot, he says, if you're not going to be able to do bedikat chametz wherever you are on Lel Pesach, in order to avoid the isur, there's a gemara menachot daf mem dalet. In general, a person is only ne'inash for averot. If you do an avera, you get punished. What happens if you're mevatel mitzvah? What happens if you don't do a mitzvah ase? You punished for that?
Says
the gemara ba'idan deritcha. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, then he punishes not only for averot, but even for mitzvot. So now, dikat chametz, according to many poskim, is mitzvah begufo shel adam. So if you're shirking your responsibility, what are you supposed to do? Says the Yalkut Yosef, make sure you're never mitchayev. How you're never mitchayev? Make sure if you do the mechira on Yud Gimal, right? If you do it on Yud Gimal ben Nisan, then memele, the chovan never came. That's whatever. That's his thing. I saw in Sefer Nitei Gavriel, on Ilchot Pesach, right in the beginning, 1 second, Shemshi, he writes, Meforash, he says, I don't know why all the poskim are getting, they're getting all, you have to leave over a room, I don't understand. He says, you can sell your whole house, don't do any bidika before you leave, and then wherever you are, Belel Yudalit, do bidika over there, and then you're mekayim the mitzvah over there. Even if it's mitzvah begufo shel adam, you're mekayim the mitzvah over there.
Now,
oh, so he says, it could be all those poskim that gave these ideas, we're talking about a situation where a person can't make a bidika. But if you're in a situation where you can't make a bdika, you're in a hotel, you're in an Airbnb, places that are chayav bivdika, then bivadai, you could be yotze the mitzvah over there.
Can you rent from the person you're staying by a room?
The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Tzaditet, says that nowadays, rental, since all rentals have shtarot, if you just go over to the balabait, Abba, can I rent this room over Pesach, whatever, here, take, I'll pay you $1. Manan says, batil. Why? Because nowadays the minhag is any lease of real estate, what is there? Shtarot, vizim. So that's stam shtir. For what?
Let's say you're an old person and you.
Bivadai? Yeah, you can.
Can you make a shlach just to check your house for you?
Yes.
Why do we do every single kinyan possible?
Because there's machloket. We know Ben Israel, we know what the Kinyanim are. Between Goy le Goy, we know what the Kinyanim are. Ben Israel Akum becomes a tremendous machloket aposkim, which Kinyanim work. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Taf Mem Chayit, in order to avoid all doubt, Ma'osim,
Osim Akum. It's not one that works.
Not universally accepted by all poskim. So we do all
that. Maybe that's the reason. That could be a reason why you wouldn't want to do
that. What?
That you wouldn't want to rely on it.
Yeah, but if you do all them, man of shaf, you did it. You cover yourself, manav shah.
You go to a store, you buy something from a guy.
Yeah.
You pay him money, you pick it up, you go. What, is that not a Kenyan?
That's if it's metaltalin. The guy's not picking up all the chametz now and walking away with it. Huh? No, because the guy's not taking the chametz. The chametz is staying by us. So now memeila.
If it's no hagba,
yeah.
Hagba would work.
But if you have like a next door neighbor and you have just a box of chametz, you give it to him shalom. Yeah. He says, in order to avoid a chovat bdika, make sure you do a mechira. So he said, that's his chiddush. Not if you know that you're selling it on Yud Gimel, so lemafreya, you didn't have chovat when you left the house. Says you should at least try to do mechirat Yud Gimel so you don't get into this machloket of the chaya adam and others. So he says,
it's going to be a problem on your
dollar.
It's going to be a problem
on
the
given. No. Because that's not
before,
the ikar chovat abdika is lenidam. Ikar chovat abdika.
I'm going away a week before anyway.
Yep.
Here in Yeshiva.
No.
Do we sell our doors? Do we not sell our doors?
I don't know what to know. You certainly have to do bdika with Arbaracha, but. Huh? But you should, if you have chametz that you're leaving, you should serve.
Go back to our houses.
No.
Are we going to be yotze through, let's say, our parents do bidika, and or is that going to be also considered like?
No, you have a chovah to check. There's a chovah to check the dorms as well.
Even though we're selling, like,
if you're selling it, then there's not.
You sell it, you give
it. So you avoid it.
I know Rasax always says, like, you have to kind of do it, and you have to make an account of everything that you have all your comments.
You're
doing the account,
so
you have to know
what
you're selling.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Kol tov, rabotei.